All right, we are back. That time where we do car reviews. Richard, I was able to drive a very interesting car, 2024 Fiat 500e, meaning it's an all-electric, so it's an EV, small car, two-door, 150-mile range. Now, I'm just going to say it straight up, and I know that Fiat and all of our manufacturers get to listen to these reviews, but I will just tell you, not my kind of car. I'll just say it straight up. There's no sense in me beating around the bush. Now, I did have some people ask, well, you know, what if you were a college kid, you know, what if you had the ability to, you know, charge this thing even on just 120 volt instead of a level two charger? You know, Richard, in that particular situation, if you weren't somebody that needed to travel a long distance, would this vehicle work well for that type of a circumstance? And, you know, and as far as cargo room and stuff goes, there's a little bit of cargo room. There is a back seat in it, so it's not a two-person car, although I will tell you, getting somebody in the back seat is like an act of God, and you're not going to put car seats or anything along those lines. You're going to put a very, very small adult or a small child back there that's still able to not sit in a booster seat, because even a booster seat, depending upon where their legs end up, you know what I mean by that, probably not going to work. This is a 1 to 2 person car, a little bit of cargo room in the back. I will say this, good power, drivability. My wife said, you know, it's surprisingly quiet for as small of a car as it actually is. All the tech is there, but Richard, I will just say that if you're wanting to go a longer distance, not that 150 miles is a short distance, but it's not a car that you're going to get by with, you know, charging once a week. It's not that type of car.
Yeah, and that's, again, some of these cars, especially of the smaller variety, Dad, they have, well, they don't have the luxury of the long range. Now, at the same time, you can, again, a lot of more and more houses, I should say, are getting that level two charging, right?
Right.
So it really won't matter as much for those, because you come in, plug in, and you're good at night, right? You essentially have a full charge to where you go wherever you want to go around the city as much as you want to. But it's definitely something for people to consider. But like you say, I'm not sure that's quite the market for this car just due to its size, right? It's not meant to really be that much of a people hauler, I wouldn't.
No, this is a car that's probably competing along the lines of a, you know, Nissan Leaf, you know, again, smaller, more of an intro EV, although I say intro EV, and yes, I know there's some tax credits and so on that go along with it, but it's an intro EV at 35 grand.
Yeah, and that's, and well, and again, that's some of what we've talked about with some of this technology, Dad, that hopefully it starts to come down, because you would like to see that price
at 25.
At 30, maybe even, yeah, I was going to say 30 at the most, right? Even a little bit less than that, just
right,
for what it gives you, because you can get an internal combustion engine car of the same
value. Yeah, that size car with a nice engine is 10K less.
It absolutely is. But again, at the same time, you do get the EV, you get some of that torque, some of that power capabilities, and from what you were telling me about the car, as far as the apportionments and stuff on the
great
inside,
no, it's fabulous.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, that part of it, that yeah, I've got no complaints along those lines whatsoever. That part of it, so Fiat, if you're listening, that part worked extremely well. Interesting looking car. It's not quite what you'd expect. And again, people have to go look at this car. It's not a big car. It's a very, very small car. And again, for some people, that's fine. I mean, if you're a smaller person, smaller driver, you're in smaller areas, you don't have a big parking place even, a smaller garage. I mean, would this car work for all of that? Absolutely. Just remember, 150-mile range.
Well, I always talk about this, Dad, right? It goes back to what we always say for most people, which is this car may not fit you, but it may fit someone else, right? Or
right,
someone else's family, their situation. That's why we always encourage folks, you actually got to get out, drive these things, do a little bit more research, because even that only trip to the car dealership, right, Dad, isn't going to do everything that you need it to do, right? You have to actually go experience the car and then do some research on it, right? Read some reviews. Not only our reviews,
others,
but other people's,
that's
reviews,
right,
as well, because they may look at things that we don't, right? We look at more of the practicality, folks, and we're just going to kind of tell you some of that. We're not going to give you all of the performance specifications and that sort of thing outside of the, you know, outside of the range. But we encourage you, go out and test drive these vehicles, Dad, because what we're saying, for some people, it may not matter. You may love this car, fall in love with it, and it may fit your lifestyle. So we encourage folks,
right,
head to your local dealership, as always, Dad, and test drive it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.